Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See a chance, gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
No. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm celebrating 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show today. This is the day. We've been celebrating all week, but this is the big day, and thank you for letting me do this. Thank you for allowing me to be a little extra obnoxious this week as we celebrate the anniversary of the show, but also the 17th anniversary of our newsletter, our electronic newsletter, which I encourage you to, I don't make a big deal about it on the show. I should probably, but I'm proud of our newsletter. I hope you'll check it out. It comes every Sunday afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. 884 consecutive Sunday afternoon editions since this week in 1999. I have not missed an edition. How about that, folks? Now tell me how many e-zines you know out there have a 17-year record without missing an edition. So when I start something, folks, I stick with it. In fact, one of my problems is I don't know how to stop. Once I start something, I don't know how to stop doing it. That's probably the reason I'm gonna work till I drop. I don't know how to stop working. I don't know how to do this. Frankly, I like working. I love working. Maybe you're the same way. If you're a small business owner, you don't love working. Then if you don't love being in your business, you know, I guess that works. Maybe it works for you. It wouldn't work for me, because one of the things about being a business owner that I learned is that if you don't love what you do, if you don't love the business that you're in, then what do you do when everything goes to mush? I mean, your business is going to let you down. This is something for startups need to understand. Your business is going to let you down. The marketplace is going to pound you. Your competition, your customers are going to assault you. They're going to let you down. The economy is going to let you down. Politicians are going to let you down. You're going to have all kinds of challenges. There were days in my career as a business owner, now more than in my 28th year as a small business owner, there are days when I didn't know if I was going to make the next hour. You heard people say they didn't know if everything was day to day. Well, how about this? There were times when I was hour to hour. I didn't know if the next phone call that came in was going to mean that I was going to be shut down. Why would I come back the next day for more of that? Why would I want more of that? Because I loved what I did. Because all that stuff was just part of the process. And if you don't love your business, if you don't believe, and I'll tell you something else. If there's one thing you have to be able to do as a small business owner, because you will have these challenges, it is a natural law that you will have these challenges. I've never met a small business owner who isn't nodding. I know those of you who've been around a while, you're nodding your heads with me right now. I know you are. But the one thing you have to be able to do, my friends, is you must be able to believe in yourself. You must believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how will you solve an impossible problem? If you can't say to yourself, this is no hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. No hill for a climber, and I'm a climber. How many times have I said that to myself? If you can't say that to yourself, if you can't believe it, then I don't know how you sustain yourself as a small business owner. I really don't. I don't like absolutes, but that's one of them, I think. If you can't believe in yourself, if you don't love being there, if you don't get excited every day knowing that your challenges and the opportunities that befall your business belong to you, if you can't get excited about that ownership of the good and the bad, If you can't get excited about that, I don't know how you sustain yourself as a small business owner. I just don't know how you do it. And cash flow, accounting, all the other stuff I talked about in the last segment, sure, you got to do that. But more, even more fundamental, believe it or not, even more fundamental than cash for a small business owner is the ability to believe in yourself. And see what happens when you have a time like that, when you have a moment like that, or a day like that, or a week, or a month, or a year. A lot of us had a year like that, especially like back in 08 and 09. We had a year like this. January 1, 2009, my advice to my audience was to small business owners was, hey guys, if you can open your door January 1, 2010, you had a good year. If you can just open your door, if you're still in business, that's your goal right now. That's what we were thinking about back in those days. So we've all had these tough times, but folks, if you believe in yourself, you can solve a lot more problems than you ever thought you could. And once you take one of those alligators down, here comes that big alligator. Once you wrestle it to the ground, best two falls out of three, and you take it down, and you emerge successfully, well, the next alligator's not so bad, not so big. That's how it works. Put one of these challenges behind you, and the next one is a little easier to deal with. And finally, after 28 years, you say, you know, give it your best shot. I'm Jim Blasingame. I believe in myself. That's what you say. That's what small business owners do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.